If it's locally owned,
it's Copper Road.
Organically grown,
it's Copper Road.
Your heart will warm,
it's Copper Road.
Got that hometown charm,
it's Copper Road.
It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. Talking Carrboro today, as evidenced by the song. And we are joined in the studio, as always, by Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, but also by Carrboro Alderman Bethany Cheney, who is stepping down from her seat on the board next month. And y'all can't see this if you're listening to it on the radio, but all 3 of us were bopping to that song as it was playing. Everyone, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, happy to be here and happy to have Bethany with us.
Bethany,
yeah,
how's it going?
Thanks for letting me join. Oh, everything's great. Although I have to tell you, I'm a little sad to be leaving the board in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, what are your thoughts about it? Election day came and went, and you weren't running for re-election. Like, what were your thoughts on that night?
Well, first, I got to go to all the parties. I didn't have to worry about hosting one. And it was really
fabulous.
You get
to go to all the parties, too. Like, you're not right. Running against anyone. So, hey, how's it going? It's me.
I went to Chapel Hill race parties. I went to Carrboro. I went to school board parties. And it was just really great to see all the candidates out and all of their supporters. And despite the fact that local elections often aren't don't have the most voters come out this time of year, you can really feel a palpable support for and excitement about local issues when you go out to those election events.
So I've been getting this wrong for everyone. You're stepping down after 1 term on the board, or is it 2?
Sort of 1.5.
1.5
terms,
right? Was it 2013?
It was 2014, May of 2014,
okay,
that I was first elected.
This is why I keep getting this wrong. Like, I was talking with Donna Bell, and she's like, you're stepping down after 2 terms. Like, well, 2 full terms. Like, ugh.
That's right.
These midterm things keep happening as well. So what are your thoughts about your time on the board? What has been your biggest achievement when you drive around town or walk or bike or bus around town? Like, you look out the window and you see things that you had a hand in making happen. What are some of your favorites?
Well, I think the thing about local government is nothing happens so fast to necessarily see the results
of the work. So 15 years from
right?
now when you're going around town.
Well, I think that I'm most proud of the work and time that I put into the development of our affordable housing fund in mm-hmm. Carrboro, and first serving on a task force. Prior to that, even I was working at the planning board level to do affordable housing differently. And I feel really happy that we've established a regular stream of income for that fund, and that we've been able to deploy that fund in ways that we had not been able to before. I think that when I came on board, the fund was about $9,000 strong, and now, I think we have more than $250,000 in that pot. So I'm very happy about that. And each year, we get a little bit better, a little more knowledgeable about affordable housing and the challenges that we have and how we can help nonprofit organizations and others solve them.
What did you learn?
I noticed that it is in Carrboro much more challenging than in some other places because we don't have a whole lot of places to build new housing. And so we have to be a little more creative than some other places that have more opportunities to redevelop or develop housing on their own. I also realize that our limited resources won't go all that far for our strategic plans. So we're going to have to be, again, more creative to figure out how to resource affordable housing in the future.
Speaking with Bethany Cheney, now an alderman, soon to maybe be something other than an alderman. We've got to talk about that in a little bit, too. But then stepping down from the board next month. So do you have a favorite story of 6 years on the board? Did anything fun, cool, wild, crazy happen that you tell stories about?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I have 1 regret.
Okay.
I'll tell you about that. And that is that I think it was 2-3 years ago, I convinced Mayor Lavelle to forego a Tuesday night meeting and join me at a Carolina NC State game. And as you may know, Mayor Lavelle is an NC State fan.
We do have that knowledge, yeah.
And I am a rabid Carolina fan.
I assume since this is a regret, you're talking about a football game, because if this were a basketball game, you'd be talking about it with a lot of pride.
Mm-mm. Well, no, actually.
Was this a basketball game?
It was a basketball game.
Oh, no, this was the one.
It was the one. And ever since then, I have been sure that I am to blame for that loss. Because I took Lydia Lavelle to the game.
Well, and I will point out, I haven't been invited back since.
Well, you inviting her leads to, like, a flip of the expectation. You got to invite her to a football game this year. Like, it's the only way.
Well, I guess so. And we don't have many of those left, but I think we will be, I don't know if you're planning to go to the Mercer game in a couple of weeks, but we will have a chance to see a game together.
So, again, speaking with Bethany Cheney, got to bring in Mayor Lavelle on this. Your thoughts on Election Day. It was a few days ago. You were running unopposed, but you had an opportunity to take part in all the forums and talk with people on the campaign trail. What did you learn from that, and what were your thoughts about Tuesday night?
Yeah, it's always, even though I ran unopposed, it still is always a wonderful experience going through the election process, you know, the campaigning, the talking to folks, the filling out questionnaires, the meet and greets, the forums. So I really learned a lot. I also like to tell people what we're doing. That's when a lot of folks find out what we have done and what we've accomplished and where we stand on projects. I did kind of, you know, of course, watch it with a special eye because I knew we would have this open seat, and I was eager to see which of the candidates, you know, was to get elected, and we had a good field this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so excited to have Susan Romaine join the board, although looking to get as much as we can out of Bethany for about this last month.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome. So speaking of upcoming events for the rest of the month, we've got a meeting next week, Tuesday, and you and I talked about this a little bit, but aldermen are going to talk about the possibility of maybe changing the name of the Board of Aldermen to something else, right?
Yeah, I want to say something, and then I want Bethany to chime in.
Okay,
But we, a few weeks ago, asked our town clerk to start looking at making our town code gender neutral throughout. And that's going to take a little time because it's also going to happen with some cleanup that we've had to do to our town code at the same time. And so it seemed like the logical time to have this discussion about making our governing board gender neutral as well.
Yeah, so we've had a number of comments, you know, over the years about being called, first of all, alderman. Not a whole lot of people know what that is, and then people really are asking for gender-neutral language. I have to admit, when I came on the board, I've never been much for saying you have to call me an alderwoman. I'm totally fine being an alderman. I like to co-opt language. I think it's the strength of many social movements.
Yes.
But I'm a cisgendered woman. I recognize that other women have had more challenges in places where terms are not so are so descriptive, I guess. So I think it's a good idea for us to try to find something else.
And it was a learning experience for me when the subject first came up to actually say, well, you know, I've heard that word before. What does it actually mean? And to go back into the etymology, and it literally means elder man. And
that's
just seems like the least Carbro thing ever to be run by the Board of Old Men.
We've had some folks say, well, maybe we should just call ourselves alders. But I think that also is problematic. You'd still have to go back to the etymology. So,
right.
So maybe we'll just end up being a town council.
We might just go with town council. Honestly, that's one of the things I noticed again during this campaign season. And also just talking to folks who don't know what I do, and when I'll say, well, I'm a mayor, we have a board of aldermen, you know, it's kind of like a town council. I mean, it's the way you consistently find yourself explaining it to people.
Mm-hmm.
And so this Tuesday night, we're interested in hearing from folks of their opinion about this. We're already getting a lot of emails and responses on Facebook and Twitter, where we've been pushing it out and our town's been pushing it out. So feel free to weigh in on that, folks. But we're going to have a good discussion, public hearing on Tuesday night, and hopefully make a decision to move forward with something.
Awesome. Speaking with Mayor Lydia Lavelle, Alderman Bethany Cheney, townofcarborough.org, the website for more information on town government, including you can go to the website and get a really cool story about staff members who went to Charlotte, was it, to do racial equity training, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, yeah. Let me pass that over to Bethany.
They're pointing at each other.
Yeah, well,
you take it.
Again, this is a great initiative. It's a great program that our staff is taking part in, and it aligns perfectly with the goals of our board to kind of, you know, work towards racial equity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think racial equity has been something that we've talked a lot about ever since I've joined the board, and I'm sure the conversation predates. But there is an organization, GARE, that has sought to train local government staff and elected officials in racial equity principles, techniques, to kind of unpack some of the ways that systemically we support racial disparity, even if we don't intend to. And it's really taking a look at not just your operations, but the lens through which you look at those operations, and then policy making as well. So I'm really excited that our staff has really taken on this opportunity, and board members as well. I believe Damon Siles and maybe Sammy Slade or Barbara Fushi have been involved. But we've all attended at some point racial equity training here in the Triangle with OER, but this is the next step.
So how tangibly do you see that playing out in your work as a board member or in the work of a town staff member? How might that affect or change or shape the way that people think about decisions or make decisions mm-hmm. that they might not otherwise do?
I think it plays out in a couple of different ways. I think the first is really in the way that we engage the public around policymaking. Oftentimes, it's people who have not traditionally had positions of power or have had social capital. There are fewer opportunities for individuals to participate or to feel comfortable participating. And as such, we sort of by default go with who we hear from.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to change that a lot. So I think that's the number one way in which I think it's so important for us to recognize how our habits in communications and in engagement can lead to outcomes that aren't necessarily the best for everybody equally across town.
Yeah.
I think it's also important, you know, we are the policy makers, right? The elected officials are the ones who we're out there hearing from the community, making these decisions, you know, kind of from behind a desk on Tuesday nights. But the folks who actually have to put those policies and ideas into action are 150-plus employees that work for the town. And I think by having them, you know, kind of become a part of the GARE program, and several of them have, you know, attended conferences, as you heard about the most recent conference, and are bringing more trainings back, I think it helps our employees really understand where we're coming from with those values and becoming a greater part of making it successful.
Yeah. Speaking with Mayor Lydia Lavelle, Alderman Bethany Cheney, Town of Carrboro.org for more on town government. One thing that's, I don't think this is necessarily directly connected to town government, but it's also happening next week, and it is very relevant to the shape of downtown Carrboro, is the Art Center having their meeting next week, Tuesday or Wednesday?
I think it's Wednesday.
I have Tuesday the 13th in my head, which is not an actual day.
Right.
Tuesday the 13th is not an actual day. I think it's Wednesday the 13th about possibly relocating to a vacant space right across from Owassa on Jones Ferry Road, which is cool for the Art Center. They got a really exciting possibility of moving there. Also a significant thing for Carrboro and downtown Carrboro. So what are your thoughts on this?
Well, we've been so very much wanting the Arts Center to stick around in Carrboro, and we've known for years that they were taking a look at what their options were going to be in the future, and we had hoped that perhaps we could partner on the library building with Orange County Library as well as Arts Center in the town. But that didn't work financially and in some other practical ways for the Arts Center, so we're really glad they found another solution and that it will retain its presence here in Carrboro, and that we'll still be able to provide the kinds of opportunities for young people in our schools and for the adult population at the Arts Center in Carrboro.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Mm-hmm. When it didn't work out with us in the 203 project, I know that they affirmatively were trying to figure out how to stay in the Carrboro community. I'm really happy that they have landed on a piece of property that is one that I think various groups have looked at over the years, and it seems to be one that fits the bill for them, pretty mm-hmm. close to downtown, not far from where they are right now. And I look forward to them continuing to, you know, have their good work in Carrboro, and it also keeps an opportunity for us to partner on some programs with them, which we have in the past.
What's the thing about the long-term future of that space at 300 East Main, where they currently are?
Remains to be seen.
Okay.
You know, we know that there's a master plan. There have been some economic reasons and practical reasons why the full plan hasn't been executed. But perhaps once that art center is out and into their new space, the owners can fully develop their master plan.
Got to start wrapping up. Again, townofcarborough.org for more information. Speaking with Mayor Lavelle, Alderman Chaney, and Bethany, I'll wrap up with you. You're stepping down from the board officially next month. What is next for you? What are your plans?
Well, mostly I need to claw back some time from my business and my, you know, my consulting work with nonprofit organizations, but I'm also planning to deploy some of that extra energy into more creative ventures. I'm a basket maker, as some people know, and also a writer, and I need more time to practice both of those things.
Awesome. Again, townofcarborough.org for more information on town government. Bethany Chaney, Lydia Lavelle, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron.